Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
Afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, sponsored by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with a variety of powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs all have a mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories with you. These women reveal their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and today we're talking all about connecting and also generations. My guest today serves on the advisory board for the Women's Business Connection. Their mission is to connect and engage women within the South Shore business community and create innovative opportunities for personal and business growth. Love it already. In 2011, the Women's Business Connection introduced a small morning program at Randolph High School, inviting a hand-selected group of young ladies, which were juniors and seniors, to participate in a panel discussion. The panel included local leaders that shared their stories of how they found success. Today, the event has grown considerably and is called Leadership in Action, also known as LIA. LIA, where each year they have as many as 200 students in attendance to this event. So, Erin Williams, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nicole. Thank you for having me.
I'm really thrilled to have you here today. And let's just start off by sharing that you are a commercial banker.
Yes.
You're a commercial,
commercial lender
yes. with Rockland Trust.
Yes.
And but you serve on this panel. And the panel, talking about the panel already. No, you serve as an advisor on the board for the Women's Business Connection.
Yep. So I sit on the leadership team of the Women's Business Connection.
Okay, which there are 24 people on that leadership team.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is pretty amazing.
It is. And it's including, you know, a wide variety of businesses and women leaders. And it's crossed women who have been active and who may not be as active, but have definitely left their mark within the WBC.
Yes. And actually, it also is a variety of generational women.
Yes.
Yeah. Right? Which I really think is fantastic. So how did you hear about the Women's Business Connection? And why did you decide to join?
Yeah, so I first heard about the Women's Business Connection, the WBC, from a coworker who had been involved in the past. She invited me to some of the events, and I kind of got
to the board meetings, or
actually, so the WBC puts on some events where they call outreach events. They try and get people who may not be on the leadership committee or the leadership team to interact with each other, meet. But it's specifically geared towards women in business.
So it's events throughout the whole year.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So you went to some events.
I went to some events. Also attended their High Connection, which is facilitated networking, which is really fantastic to do. And so at those events, I actually heard about LIA, this event that we're talking about, this Leadership in Action event that's put on for high school girls throughout the South Shore. Mm. And that's actually how I got involved. So I volunteered on the committee for 2 years before I was approached and asked if I want to join the leadership committee of the WBC.
Fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic. So you've been on the leadership team for about a year?
The leadership team of WBC, yes.
Okay. All right. And then, you know, you're on another board. So what is the other board you're on? Is that the South Shore Young Professionals?
South Shore Young Professionals, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been on with them as well for similarly for a year.
Okay.
And last year's been fun.
And you actually admitted to me that you are a millennial.
Yes.
Which I love it that you laugh every time I say that, because when you think of millennials, I think of kids that are in high school. I don't think of professionals that have already graduated college.
Yeah.
And you have, what degree do you have?
So I have a bachelor's degree in science.
Okay.
Focused in animal science, actually, is where my original education came from. Yeah.
Okay.
But I've since picked up a MBA from Eisenberg School at Amherst as well.
Okay. So. How did you get into banking?
That's always a fun one. So I actually took a number of business classes while I was at Cornell, along with the animal science courses, and got recruited to a bank that specifically focused on agricultural lending.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. And so I was moved out here from New York and was working in Middleborough. And after doing that for a couple of years, realized I wanted to continue my career in banking, but I was kind of looking to stretch my legs a little bit. And so Rockland Trust came into the picture.
Nice. Yeah. And you've been with them for a couple of years.
Almost 5 years in April.
Okay. Now, do you consider yourself a leader?
Oh.
Are you going to say no? Because you kind of are.
Do I enjoy being active in roles that give me areas of growth? Yes. I'm all about learning more and more and more. And if anyone has met myself or even my family members, we're all about learning more. And I think stepping into these committees and in these roles expose you to so many other people and so many different businesses and how they function that you get continuously learn from those experiences.
I love it.
And I don't view it as leadership. I kind of view it as me taking and trying to garner as much information as I can from everyone else.
Okay. But if you flip it and you look at it in the other way, you're not a follower.
Okay. Yeah.
So there you
exactly.
go. Exactly. There you go. Because you really are either a leader or a follower. I don't know if there's anything in between. But anyway, so the millennial generation, just to give a little heads up for all the different generations, because I really love knowing this information. The millennial is also known as the Y generation, 1977 to 95. And the board consists of millennials, because you are on the board, but also baby boomers, which is 46 to 64. Mm-hmm. And I always got confused about the baby boomers, but the numbers are reversed. So that's easy for me to remember now. And then there's also what the generation, which I like, is called the silent generation. I thought that was very interesting. And that's 1944, 45 and back.
Correct.
And then Generation X, which is my generation, 1965 to 70. And then the students that are in the high schools, the juniors and seniors that are coming to this event, are even beyond. They are Generation Z, or what I found out is centennials.
Yes. Yeah. And they, it's kind of funny. I had done a little reading into Generation Z, and they're still trying to figure out how to define them definitively.
Mm.
I think they've definitely gone out and defined millennials and stereotyped us to death, but they're still working on Z. So they're next ones up.
And they're 1996 and moving forward.
Correct. That's
and
my understanding.
I love that you just said you've been stereotyped to death, because the general consensus is when you hear the word millennial, you think of somebody that is not a leader, not a go-getter. I don't want to say any of the words.
No, I know.
Because the words are negative.
We hear it all the time. And I actually, with some of my coworkers and I, who are all millennials, we send each other emails about the millennial generation, so I'm kind of poking fun at ourselves.
Yeah.
Because there are aspects to it. The work-life balance, oh, it's huge. But that's not completely meaning we don't want to work. It's we want to work and get other stuff done too,
Okay.
And those can be contributory. Having multiple interests can benefit each other.
That's right.
It's not just work or nothing.
So that's one of the stereotypes, that you don't want to work.
Right.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, we got to go to break already.
Oh, man.
Tell me real quick, in 1 minute, we have what was the original intention of the Women's Business Connection, and what is the mission or the intention now?
Right. So the original mission of the Women's Business Connection, I think, has actually stayed the same. They just celebrated the 20th year in existence last year in 2016. And it continues to be to connect and engage women in what they consider innovative and professional opportunities.
Mm. So it's really, it's connecting the generational women with the up and coming generation.
It actually started originally of to giving a place for successful women, those who may be a little bit more mature in their career field, to connect. Obviously, with generational changes that we've been seeing across the board, it's now evolving to try and bring in some younger generations, because you do have innovation and you do have experience coming up the line in these other generations as well.
That's right. Okay. All right. Well, I hope you'll stay with us. My guest is Erin Williams, and she's with the Women's Business Connection. And the event that we're speaking of, the Leadership in Action, you can find that on Facebook. And I believe it's not an event, it's a page.
Correct.
Okay. Which they're probably already found it before I even finished the sentence. So that's how quick they are nowadays. I hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
If you're looking for visibility and building relationships that lead to ideal clients and career advancement, the South Shore Women's Business Network is for you. At the South Shore Women's Business Network, our mission is to foster relationships, provide mentorship, education, and build a community to empower women. Join us for after-hours networking events such as trivia, wine tasting, and mini golf. Attend a speaker breakfast with like-minded professionals, even publish an article or offer a workshop to the members. To join us, visit sswbn.org.
You know, every week you hear me talking with powerful women in and around the South Shore, and their stories totally inspire me. But you may not think that you have an inspiring story, but that's because you lived it. So I'd like to hear your story, because together we can get you more visibility and continue to inspire women here at PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
Could dress up to get love, but guess what? I'm never gonna be that girl who's living in a Barbie world. Could wake up and make up and play dumb, pretending that I need a boy who's gonna treat me like a toy. I know the other girlies wanna wear expensive things with diamond rings, but I don't wanna be the puppet that you're playing on a string. This queen don't need a king. I don't know what you've been told, but this guy right here's gonna rule the world. Yeah, that is what I'm gonna be, because I wanna be. No, I don't wanna sit still, look pretty. You get off on a 9-to-5 dream of picket fences and trophy wives, but no, I'm never gonna be, cause I don't wanna be. No, I don't. So low, the Snow White, she did right in her life. Had 7 men to do the chores, cause that's not what a lady's for. The only thing a boy's gonna give a girl for free is captivity. And I might love me some vanilla, but I'm not that sugar sweet. Call me.
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. And what a great song. Now, I have a trivia question for the day for all of you that are listening. She says, and I might love some vanilla, but I'm not that sugar sweet. Call me HBIC. And I don't know what HBIC is. So there's our trivia question for the moment.
We're both intrigued.
And you don't know it either.
No.
So this must be a centennial, you know.
Quite thing. Possibly.
Okay. All right. Now, what I love about the event is that you have an agenda, obviously. You have an agenda. You've been doing the event for several years. This is the 11th year?
Seventh year.
Yep. Okay.
Started in 2011.
Oh, 2011. That's what I'm getting confused.
Yep,
okay.
No worries.
But I love that there's an agenda, and within the agenda, there is a focus.
Right.
And so you break it down into three topics. And the first topic is social you.
Yes.
I love the social you topic, because the social media is out of control.
You can't ignore it. You have to address it.
Yeah. Well, you can't ignore it. And if you don't use it, it's almost like life passes you by.
You can definitely miss complete segments of
things
pop
that
are... Pop culture, yeah.
Right? Pop culture. And I remember I have an uncle who refused to do computers way back when. And I thought, oh my God, life is passing you by. And of course, he does computers now and he does email. So he completely caved. But basically, the focus is creating your online persona with social media.
So right. Understanding how that persona can also be perceived.
Yes.
And what all that information can lead to.
So what are the gals walking away with?
Right. So it's really interesting. We have geek girls come in and they start off with the first person who can find my cell phone number gets a prize. And you would be amazed. I mean, it's out there. She's in business.
Yeah.
But it's funny. And then she asks, where'd you find it? On which page?
Ah, I love geek girl. I've never been to a geek girl camp.
Right.
But I have a friend, Adrienne, if you're listening. She used to be a geek girl. I don't know if she still is. But yeah, so they're already, they know how to engage.
Oh, yes. And so it's funny. So many of the school guidance counselors who come with the girls are like, put your phones away. And she's like, no, we have to use them for this because that's the phones are here to stay. They're not going away. And so they get incorporated into that session.
But you really... we really need to know when to put the phone away. Like that, she is basically showing them and giving them etiquette on social media, right? Is it part
that
of
is
etiquette?
Part of it? Yes. Yep. It's being aware. It's being, where does it make sense? And she speaks to, too, the professional version of herself, where you can find that, and then her personal version of herself, and
I
where
love
you
it.
Aren't supposed to be able to find that.
Oh, you know. And you're not supposed to be able to find.
Right. So if you Google her name, there's things she wants you to see. If you Google her company or her entities, she wants you to find something of a different nature or of a more specified nature.
Yeah, but really how I feel like is, yes, I want to keep them separate, but they all need to be PG-13.
Oh, yes, yes.
I am like, you have to really... I say that you have to. You don't have to do anything, but it's really important to be positive because negative energy comes through on these texting and these Facebook messages or even Instagram messaging or Snapchat, all the stuff that's out there, right? You're laughing. Are you on all of these things?
So far, yes.
Is there something you're not on?
I am actually not on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that a choice? Why?
It's so
or
funny.
You just never got into it?
This may date me, but when I graduated college, it was all Facebook. Within a year of graduating college, I went back to the campus, to the professional sorority I was involved in, and was doing a presentation and talking with the current president at the time, and everything, they informed me that all their alerts were going out on Twitter. I'm like, wait, 12 months ago, it was Facebook or, Gmail chat, and now it's Twitter. And within a 12-month period of time, it completely transitioned the communication format of that organization.
Well, I feel like there's a demographic for each.
Yes. Yeah.
I used to
say there's
have...
users across the board, but right, certain ages have jumped on to different apps or user, platforms more so than others.
And I almost felt like, I'm on Twitter, but I almost felt like Twitter was just for celebrities. Like, it's for J-Lo. It's, it's all of those kind of people. I just didn't think it was for, local people.
I think I have a similar perception, which is why I probably still haven't crossed that threshold yet.
And I know Facebook and Pinterest are a lot of moms, but there's a lot of people on Facebook. Small businesses are on Facebook. Anyway, back to this. How do you keep yourself having a professional image? Because you're a banker.
I am. Right. But I also am involved with stuff outside of the bank. And how do I want to publicize that information? So I actually don't put a whole lot about my banking or my professional job on my Facebook page.
Okay. Your LinkedIn, though.
LinkedIn is all about the banking.
Yes.
Whatever projects, whatever training I've been doing, I share, Rockland Trust business, articles on LinkedIn. It's all professional there. I'm a stickler about that. I'm not, not trying to cross the personal line when it comes to LinkedIn. At least... That's my approach to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, LinkedIn really is for the business professionals.
It is. But you'd be surprised. There's a few folks who have started, you get some political commentary or. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And you kind of cringe when you see it. Or at least I do.
Social media is a place where anyone can make a mistake.
Oh, yeah.
And really, for me, I think of my LinkedIn page as my my resume. It's my online resume. Mm-hmm. It really is kind of a resume. It's not as detailed as an actual resume, especially if you're in a technology field.
Correct.
But it really is your online. And then there's About Me. Are you on About Me?
I am not.
So About Me, it's about.me.
Okay.
And I sort of feel like that's my online business card.
Okay.
So, your picture comes up big on the screen, and it's another cool place to be. But what are the students walking away with the Geek Girl as the mentor, really, during this particular agenda?
Yeah, so the girls are walking away with some insight as to what can happen if you put something out there. It's not out there. Well, it is out there forever, but you can do some things to fix it. Heaven forbid you do make a mistake.
Oh.
You know, how can you go about editing it? And then just thinking about it, the most fun, would you want your grandma to see this? Because guess what? Grandma's on Facebook these days. Grandma knows how to Google. Do you want grandma to see this? So just those things about.
Some of those grandmas are X generation, Generation X. They're where grandmas are not that old. I mean, right? So they're getting they're getting core guidelines.
Yes.
Getting inspiration. They're getting real workable and doable techniques.
Tips, yes.
Tips and techniques.
Think about and just taking that pause in that moment before you hit that send, submit, post button.
I know. And it's all about energy. So if you're putting out negative energy or you're responding, don't respond to the negative energy.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's better not to respond at all. Yep. It's better not to.
Take a deep breath and walk away.
There you go. I know. You got to put your big
close
girl.
Close the app out. Yeah.
Big girl panties on. Well, if you know someone in the community with a business that you think might like to be one of these mentors, I'm sure you're keeping names and references of women in the community.
So our panel is local businesses, local women, and we love to mix up the panel and bring in new perspectives for the girls. So as part of our agenda that you alluded to, we have a panel of diverse backgrounds, diverse women, and diverse careers and fields to present to the girls, because you want them to see something other than, I hate to say it, other than the banker, the lawyer, the doctor.
Yes.
You know.
Well, and you're keeping it, fresh every year.
Yes.
So
we've got different girls on, different speakers.
Okay. Yep. All right. Well, I hope you'll stay with us. You can go to Facebook and find the Leah event. It's Leadership in Action, and it's a little purple square logo, and it is a page. So go look for the page. And my guest is Erin Williams. I hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Are you a smart, savvy, successful businesswoman, but yet you still struggle with self-sabotaging thinking? In the last 25 years, Deborah has been living a life of extreme happiness, and she is on a mission to empower other women. Deborah teaches her clients how to fill the emptiness and find their own inner bliss using the very same lessons she learned the day of her near-death encounter. It's never too late. Contact Deborah today for a brief, confidential consultation at DeborahO'BrienBliss.com.
Looking for a new and affordable way to promote your business? Let Sprout Digital Network create an eye-catching 30-second commercial starring your business, playing all day long on high-def TVs placed inside popular local restaurants, including Mamma Mia's, Sushi Joy, and Lobster Hut. Reach 100,000 people per month. Spots are filling up fast, so contact Rachel now to lock out your competition. Go to SproutDigitalNetwork.com for more info. That's Sprout DigitalNetwork.com. We make you look good.
Crazy things like I was used to look back thinking days were
And we are back. You are listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. My guest is Erin Williams, and she is with the Women's Business Connection. And every year they put on an event, Leadership in Action, also known as LEA, yeah. The LEA event. So you can find it on Facebook. It's a page, and there's a little square purple logo. If you have any interest in trying to see if you can go to it or what have you, every year they have three major topics.
Correct.
Socially You, we just discussed, mm-hmm. which is, you know, I'm sure every year it evolves because media evolves. Yep. And the next topic that I love is a healthy you. So do they focus on mind, body, spirit, all of the above? Is it a main focus?
It's all of the above. And it's so funny the first year I attended and sat in, so this is being presented to high school girls, typically sophomore and junior girls, and you're going in.
Oh, not seniors.
We typically try and ask that seniors not attend because we want sophomores and juniors, girls who haven't yet been to a college campus to come, and they get to go and see Curry. You know, it's kind of getting your feet wet.
It's Curry College. It's in Milton where the event is held.
The schools bus the girls into Milton for the day.
Okay. All right. So it's really all three, mind, body, spirit.
Right. And so as I was saying, sophomore and junior girls, the speaker starts talking about mindfulness and meditation and, you know, stress balance. And I'm kind of laughing because here I am 10 years older than these girls thinking I'm worrying about the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just giving the girls tips and things to think about in those situations that you find that you're stressed out or you find you're overwhelmed. So it's a great balance between all three of those things that you mentioned, mindfulness.
And mindfulness is huge. And it's huge for me about everything. And we were talking about the phones and how in that particular mm-hmm. situation, she wanted them to keep the phones out. But there's a kind of a time and a place for everything.
Yes.
And if you are on your phone in a dinner table, then you are not being mindful, you are not being present. If you're on your phone in church, then you're not being mindful and you're not being present, right? And I want to share, hold that thought. I want to share that when you are more mindful, it's a maturity thing. You're showing signs of maturity. I think I'm speaking to my children right now. You're showing signs of maturity when you can tell the difference and put it away.
Mm-hmm.
So, you need to be mindful about your health.
Yes. Yeah. And so it's so funny. I'm actually going to circle back to when you're talking about the phones. The speakers are very aware of who they're talking to, though. They're talking to these teenage girls.
Yeah.
And so they're talking and they actually bring out the phone again to create relation and mention. They end the session, not to jump to the end of it, but they end the session with a minute of meditation.
Oh.
And if you've ever sat there for a full minute and done nothing, it can be powerful.
It can be, debilitating. What's the word?
It can be a little overwhelming.
It can be, scary for some people.
Yes.
Not to be doing something and they're not sleeping.
No, right. You're not. You could fall asleep, but you're likely not in a full minute.
Yeah.
But she brings out an app and that app makes you basically, it shuts everything else off and it just provides either some white noise or some just take a deep breath, clear your mind. It's some of that mantra kind of stuff and just clear your mind for a minute.
Yeah.
And just sit here and just be present in the moment.
It's a lot of chatter.
Yes.
And so you want
so much information flying here, there, everywhere.
Right. And even about nutrition. So, mm-hmm. I mean, there's your mind, body, spirit. There's nutritional information and we're getting bombarded. And so it's important to I meditate every day, 20 minutes every day. I was fighting it for a while, but mm-hmm. I'm very consistent now. I used to be inconsistently consistent or whatever. But, to clear your mind is really important. And the kids, do they appreciate it? The really talking about mindfulness and meditation?
I think more so than you would originally think. My first time I was like, what teenager is going to relate to this? They are there in that last minute and they are very present and they are very, you can hear a pin drop. They are focused on doing that activity.
Mm-hmm. And it goes hand in hand with intention. Everything, being mindful, being present, what's your intention? Do you want to be present and listen and learn, mm-hmm. or do you want to be on your phone?
Because when you're on your phone, you're not really there.
No, you're right. Right. So it's having that purpose. What's my purpose? This moment, I want to take it and I want to just, you know, enjoy it, be present. Mm.
And I love
focus
it.
On that.
I love it. So, okay, so not anyone can attend unless you're a speaker. I would enjoy this. I would enjoy any event that I can go to that I can face to face socialize, learn how to be healthier, learn more techniques about meditation. It's all positive.
So you're saying we should do an adult version, right?
There are many things out there, so there's other things, but I just think it's fantastic. Maybe even inviting the moms.
Oh, it's an interesting one.
Right. So is it a lot of women? There's no...
Right. The event has been solely focused on teenage girls. And then typically you do have a few moms and the guidance counselors who come with the girls. And so even the volunteer members, like myself, sitting there and getting to watch the girls interact can have a profound impact on us as volunteers, and seeing the impact on the girls from the beginning of the day through the end of the day, and then seeing the speakers and how they present and how they interact with the girls. Mm. So I definitely get to benefit as a committee member and as a volunteer.
I'm sure everyone just walks away just inspired.
Oh, the thank you notes and the commentary we receive afterwards are like, I don't want to say life-changing because that seems so profound, but it's really all inspiring to hear the feedback we get from the girls. And they are very honest with us and they are very upfront, but they've actually gone out of their way and written thank you cards to some of the prime speakers, sent cards to the committee.
Yeah.
Very genuine.
It's so fantastic either end you're on, whether you are the mentor or you're the mentee.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a positive thing either way. Because we're all learning from, I can learn from you just as much as you can learn from me.
Sharing experiences.
So, yep. Right? All right. Well, I hope you'll stay with us. We have one more segment left. My guest is Erin Williams, and she is with the Women's Business Connection. The event is the LIA event, Leadership in Action, and you can find that on Facebook. There's a little square purple logo is what you want to look for. So hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Do you want to be in control of your financial future? Meridian Financial Service, along with its sister company, Mary Hurdle CPA, provides financial solutions so you can plan for your family's future. Working with a certified financial planner in conjunction with a CPA can help you obtain this goal. For more information, visit MeridianFinancialService.com. At Meridian, we provide the highest levels of financial planning, money management, accounting, and tax services. Contact us at MeridianFinancialService.com to start planning today.
You know, every week you hear me talking with powerful women in and around the South Shore, and their stories totally inspire me. But you may not think that you have an inspiring story, but that's because you lived it. So I'd like to hear your story, because together we can get you more visibility and continue to inspire women here at PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. My guest is Erin Williams. She's with the Women's Business Connection, and we're talking about a specific event that they put on every year, which is called the LIA event. And so they have these three main topics that they discuss. We talked about social you, a little bit about Healthy You, which probably has some traditional information that the girls will walk away with as far as nutrition, body, exercise, balance.
I primarily focus on balance and mindfulness. Yes.
Yes, yes, and mindfulness, which I love. The last one is Successful You. And I love that you guys have put these topics and you're building the whole panel and the discussions around the topics like that. It's right. Really fantastic. So the Successful You is all about resumes, interviews, body language, and dressing for success. And I'm huge about body language. But even the resumes goes back to LinkedIn. I'm sure is there information they're learning about resumes that they can utilize on the LinkedIn social media platform?
Yes. Yep. So we actually, it's tough to get in depth on resumes in such a short period of time, but we talk about it in brief. And then we also give them a pocket guide to a resume, something they can take away and use again or have as a reference material.
And there's so many links out there.
Mm-hmm.
So at least they're giving them a little bit of a guidance to where to best look.
Well, honestly, given their age, it may be the first time they've actually even thought about a resume. If you think back, the first time I wrote a resume, yeah. I was applying to a college program in high school, a summer program.
I don't know if I ever, I graduated high school when I was 17. So June 17, July, I was still 17 and I got a job right away. So I don't even remember if I had a resume.
But, might not have.
But it's important to know the tricks about resumes because you want to have them, what, one page? There's all these different, don't use pink paper. Like, there's some basic tricks.
There's all the tricks. And then there's the whole new thing is, of course, to be different, get noticed. So you talk to an HR expert, they'll probably give you 10 different answers.
Well, you want to get noticed with your words.
Right.
And your intention and your energy.
The traditional way, yes.
Mm.
Approaching that.
And what are they learning about interviews?
So we start the session off with actually the handshake, the good old basic handshake, because it is if the first time you meet someone, you are going to remember that lasting impression. And
that's
that can
right.
be the handshake. That can be how you carry yourself. That can be how you present yourself.
Eye contact.
Exactly.
The whole thing.
Yes.
Such
a key point. And as we talked about the cell phones earlier, eye contact now is a bigger issue. You have so many folks just looking up and, taking in the people in the room and making that connection.
Mm. And, interviews are interesting. You know what I always tell I told my kids, I said, because they worked over the summer, don't go to the interview that you want first. Practice.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
It does make a difference.
Right? So go to a couple, just even if you don't even want the job, not that you're tricking anyone, but, go to interviews that you think might be it, but don't go to the one you really want first, because you're going to learn from the first one or two interviews that you go on, right?
Yeah, you're going to figure out your stance, how you want to respond, because there are some of those tricky questions that the first time or two you kind of get, tongue-tied, and you're like, wait, what is a skill of mine, or what's a strength, or what's a weakness? Yeah, are those age-old questions, but you still have to think about them.
Yes, and now, do you remember what you said your weakness was when you went on your first interview? And did you turn it into a strength? You have to turn it into a strength. You have to, no matter what.
You don't want to be that cheesy person who, twisted into, my weakness is I take on too much stuff, so I get too much done in the end.
Well, it's like, you want it to be real.
Yes.
You want to keep it real. So body language. Body language is important, too.
Body language is huge, and the speaker that we have come into this makes that a presence throughout the entire presentation. You carry yourself, shoulders back, head forward. Mm. If you're walking around slumped down, what is that portraying? What energy is that giving off?
I know. Well, it sounds like a fantastic event. We are almost out of time. Is there any last thing you want to share about really being in business? Because some of the people that you have on the panelists are not traditional business owners.
Right. So I kind of laugh at myself. I'm like, I can't be on this panel. I'm boring.
No.
We have some awesome speakers who come from the arts, who come from law enforcement. And they've taken the naysayers and they can specifically speak to naysayers and how they've overcome them. And that's amazing for the girls to have that and to hear that real world, grit an experience.
Mm. And it's what, and we're all learning from each other, and we need to embrace the younger generations that are up and coming.
Yes. Yep. And we need to empower them. We need to, these events just kind of give them that, an energy and some refocus, especially during the time of the year where they're maybe starting to lose some focus. So that kind of times out well.
When is the event?
March 14th.
And we said that it's at the Curry College in Milton.
Yes.
Okay. But you're really speaking to the guidance counselors in the schools.
Yes, that's how it gets coordinated. We reach out to the guidance counselors at school and we offer this up to them to attend.
Okay. So if you're a student listening, you can mention it to your guidance counselor. If you're a parent listening, you can mention it to your child's guidance counselor.
Correct.
If your child may want to attend. And there's a whole system, so they really need to go to that Facebook page. And it's spelled out Leadership in Action. It's a purple logo, LIA, little square logo. So that's where they need to go.
Right.
Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having
us. We are out of time. Erin is with the Women's Business Connection, Leadership in Action. Again, Curry College in Milton on March
14th.
March 14th. Yes. Okay. Anytime we can learn from mentors is a positive step towards our own path in discovering who we are, what we desire, and how we can serve by fostering our own inner gifts and talents. I want to thank you for listening. I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week, and remember, knowledge is power.